Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
With that, we bring in the outstanding Michael Barkan. Michael, great to have you back on the show. Thanks a lot for your time today.
Steve Jones, thank you. It's great to be with you, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. Always great to hear you on the other end.
The voice of Penn State. I love it. It's an honor.
It's an honor to have you on. You know how greatly I respect your work.
Back at you.
Okay, so I'll do this in two parts. We'll start with the Eagles. You know, the draft and the Brown trade. Number one, when the Brown trade was announced, what was your reaction to the fact that they pulled it off and then the draft choice of Davis on top of that?
Well, I mean, starting with Davis, you're talking about a human building. I mean, it's unbelievable. A building that runs a 4.740. And then, you watch some of the moves he makes, and there's, what do they call it, regular speed and game speed. I mean, 4.7 is amazing for a guy that's his size and weight. But when you see him on the field and you see how sometimes guys, running back, would get past him out of the backfield, he's, oh, not so fast. And he's got hands that are quick, too. He grabs these guys. He pulls them down for loss or for minimal yardage. And just also to see him not be in the frame, and then all of a sudden there's just blots out the sun. There's a guy right there. His name is Jordan Davis. I love his personality. I love his verve. He's got flair, and I love that. That'll be great in Philadelphia. And then the A.J. Brown trade. Are you kidding me? I've been very critical over the years of Howie Roseman, and certainly I think some of his drafts have cost the franchise, unfortunately, dearly, have set them back years in some cases. Marcus Smith comes to mind, certainly, and they're picks that just haven't worked out. Certainly in the lower rounds, he's got guys like Jason Kelce that have worked out. But this draft for Howie Roseman, I think, was awesome, Steve. It was a great draft, and the A.J. Brown, when that happened, all right, now they're trading all those picks, and now what's going to happen? Who are they going to get? And it's A.J. Brown? Are you kidding me? Guy's a Pro Bowler, guy's Rookie of the Year, guy's going to play next season at 25 years of age. And, we had John Clark, from NBC 10 and NBC Sports Philadelphia, Johnny Airport, we call him, and he went out there and he met A.J. Brown at the airport. And John is 6'6", and I know A.J. Brown is listed at 6'1", and I'm thinking, I don't know how that is, because he was just below John to me, so he's sizable. I don't remember if he was wearing a hat, but I thought, that's a big dude, and at 225 pounds, that's a lot of weight to throw around at that kind of speed. So I really think that they, and then you talk about N'Kobe Dean. For goodness sake,
I love Dean.
While maybe a little undersized, Steve, the speed that this guy has and the grit that he plays with, it's going to be exciting. I love this draft class.
Exactly. Spot on. I think, because you talk about getting a guy like Kelce later, Dean in the third round, I think, was an absolute steal for them. That's a football player. Guy knows how to play the game.
I just heard him on local radio out of Philadelphia. He was just on, and he was talking about, they asked him what's his favorite thing to do on the field. He said, I love to either meet the tight end in the hole or a pulling guard in the hole, and then just put hat on hat. And, you know, he's 5'11", for goodness sake. And that's the way he plays. So that's exciting. It really is. Do you like this move?
Oh, big time. He's a football player. In other words, guys like he, in other words, their guys are great athletes playing football. He's a good athlete, no doubt, but he's a football player. You talk about meeting a guy in the hole. See, my broadcast partner, Jack Ham, he'll tell you right away, if a linebacker does that and sheds, they're big time.
Yep, and that's all Jack Ham did. So
yeah,
and flatten guys. I think Eagles fans are very excited about this draft. They're excited about the team going into mini camp and training camp. And let's face it, you know, coming off that Super Bowl, We all had delusions of grandeur, I think, that this team was going to be contending year in and year out. That was 17 season, as you well know. And here we are approaching 22 season, and really, they haven't sniffed the Super Bowl or the opportunity to appear in one again since that year. So a lot of people have become deflated, Steve. And I think this is, sometimes you can just tell. I mean, you can talk about measurables, and you can talk about any other things that go into building a football team. But you get Jordan Davis and Cam Jurgens and N'Kobe Dean mm-hmm. and Kyron Johnson and Grant Calcaterra, and then you add in A.J. Brown, that's awesome. You know, it really is.
You swung for the fences, and you picked up big-time runs.
Yeah. Bravo, Howie Roseman.
Yeah. Now, let's the Sixers. No Joel Embiid again tonight for obvious reasons. I felt like Doc tried to pull every rabbit out of the hat the other night. What do they need from James Harden in particular, Michael, that at least gives them a puncher's chance in a game like this?
I think they need to see James Harden be the James Harden of yesteryear, if you will. And certainly many were led to believe that James Harden was a, if not a top five player in the NBA, a top 10 player in the NBA at the time of his acquisition in that Simmons trade. And it hasn't been. I remember reading that Kevin Durant said he thought privately that maybe he wasn't in good enough shape. I don't know if that's true or not, but certainly he has not been the James Harden that we saw when he played for Houston and even a little bit for the Nets. And I think we need to see him rise up and be that kind of guy and hold on until Joel Embiid comes back. And hopefully they'll get Joel Embiid back. But you're talking about a bona fide MVP caliber player in Embiid and in the years past in Harden. And Harden's got to be that guy, you know. And someone like Tobias Harris has to do what he did. Tyrese Maxey has to do what he did. Yeah. They've all got to chip in. Because when you've got someone as talented and as beast-like as Joel Embiid, that's a huge void. And really, I mean, who expects them to win this series if they don't have Joel Embiid? It's going to be a virtual impossibility. So they got to keep the seat warm. And going 0-2 down, coming back to Philadelphia is not the way to do it. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it. But I think James Harden needs to really let it fly, you know?
Absolutely. And I know there's a time restraint with having you on. Always an honor to have you on the show, my friend. Thank you so much for the time. Appreciate you very much.
Steve Jones, for you, I'm good till midnight. Are you kidding? I won't. When they start the Philly City Game show tonight and I'm not there, it's because I'm talking to Steve Jones, for goodness sake.
Thanks, Michael.
I appreciate you, buddy, very much. Please call me again. I love talking to you.
Same here, Michael. We look forward to having you back. Steve.